This Week in High School Sports scores 1,000 career points, sees a city record fall, and has high honors for one of the UP's best. Hello, I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The city of Battle Creek has a new all-time leading scorer in high school basketball. Ariana Ware went over the 1,500-point mark in a win over Benton Harbor, pushing her past former Central great Kenyon Murray. Murray scored 1,488 points in a career that saw him capture the 1992 Mr. Basketball Award before going on to play at Iowa. Ware was already the all-time leading scorer for girls basketball in the city, but now tops the overall list as well, and she is the city's all-time leading rebounder. And she set those marks despite playing in only 10 regular season games this season. Game balls this week go to Vesterberg senior Jenna Dove. Jenna became the first girls basketball player at Vesterberg to score 1,000 career points. She poured in 19 in a 35-22 victory over Carson City Crystal to get over the mark. Monroe Jefferson senior Jackson Barath, he too is a freshly minted member of the 1,000 career points club. Jackson is just the second player at Jefferson to top 1,000. Jason Alston is the other. Barath hit the mark in an 85-75 victory over Ann Arbor Central Academy. Midland Bullet Creek Sydney Kutsky. She won her 100th career varsity match on the mat and finished third at the Division III Individual Wrestling District Meet in Shepherd. She also won a Michigan Wrestling Association girls state title at the 102-pound level. The Detroit Martin Luther King boys basketball team, which captured their first public school league championship in 9 years, King beat Pershing 56-48 to claim the title. King coach George Ward also won a PSL title while coach of Southeastern in 2011. And to the Elk Rapids girls basketball team, which won their first league championship in 28 years by winning the Lake Michigan Conference title. The Elks finished the regular season 14-1.
Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game. Making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, getting each call right. That's right, game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do. If you still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
When watching a college or NBA game, the last 2 minutes of the game can seem like it takes forever, especially in recent years where more and more judgment calls made by officials are subject to instant replay. At the high school level, video is not used to make a ruling or confirm or overturn a call made during the course of the contest. The only time video review is used in basketball at the high school level is at the MHSAA semi and final games. In these games, video review can be used only to determine if a shot was released in time at the end of the fourth quarter or overtime, or if that shot was a two-point or three-point field goal attempt. MHSAA believes that this very limited use of replay in these games at the very end of the tournament series in boys and girls basketball is the right call.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register. If you've been paying attention to girls basketball in Michigan for the last two decades, you know the name Doreen Ingles. She's been the head coach at St. Ignace since 1999, leading the Saints to 5 MHSAA titles, 4 runner-up finishes, and 18 district titles. For her accomplishments both on and off the court, Ingles has been named the 34th recipient of the MHSAA Women in Sports Leadership Award. The award is presented annually by the MHSAA's Representative Council to women coaches, officials, and athletic administrators affiliated with the MHSAA who show exemplary leadership capabilities and positive contributions to athletics.
That's what it's about, you know, just to have every kid feel like they're a huge part of something and, you know, no matter what their role is, because, you know, even the ones that are injured are, and they're, you know, they're making such a big difference. And that's when you know things are done right, and you know the inclusion of it all. And it gives you goosebumps when you see kids that could normally be just down on themselves just do other things to bring their team victory, and it's just great.
Congratulations to Coach Ingles, who is also a member of the Upper Peninsula Sports Hall of Fame and was the 2011 Detroit Free Press Prep Person of the Year. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.